He's the famous frontman pulling double duty for both the Angels and the Screaming Jets. But even one of the busiest musos in Australia still has to stop for lunch and a chat to Oz Music's biggest names. This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso from the Screaming Jets.
And this is our Lunch with Gleeso catch-up podcast, with conversations you may have missed earlier and the parts we just didn't have time to play today.
Yeah, look, I've been very lucky over the last 7 years to have walked into a job with the Angels up front, replacing Doc, obviously irreplaceable as many people think, but we've over the last 7 years built it up to the fact that I'm accepted, and one of the reasons why I'm in the band in the first place is this guy, John Brewster. How you going, John?
I'm great, Dave. How are you? And you proved yourself as a front singer many, many years ago, mate. Didn't take you 7 years to get there.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
We just love it.
We're celebrating all things Australian this month, John, and we've called it Oztober, and we want to talk to people like yourself who are pioneers of the industry. Tell us about you guys starting off back in the day and how hard a slog it was.
Yeah, it was incredibly hard, but it was, you know, we were young and excited, and, you know, it was great days, really, because even though we played a lot of dive for peanuts, we could play every night of the week. And we just got into my old 1964 EH Holden station wagon, and we just literally just drove around the country going from gig to gig. So that sounds like it was easy. It wasn't at all. You know, we had a broken down old van with our gear in it. Eventually we bought a truck and then a PA, and, you know, as a band sort of started to get a bit of an audience. But one of the greatest breaks in our life, mate, in 1975, we got offered 3 gigs supporting AC/DC. That was in Port Pirie, Whyalla, and Port Augusta. And just right off the bat, as soon as those guys walked into the pub that we were playing in Port Pirie, they just sat down at a table with us, and we had a couple of beers. And Angus's case, of course, he had a couple of cups of tea because he's never drank alcohol. But we became friends with them straight away. They watched our show, and Rick and I never thought we were that good then. But actually, they saw something in us, and they came up to us in Whyalla. And that was Angus and Malcolm spoke to Rick and me and Doc. And they said, listen, we want to go back to Sydney and tell Harry Vander and George Young about you guys. And, of course, that blew us away. We hoped that they were serious about it. Well, sure enough, next time we go to Sydney, down we're playing at Checkers, and down the stairs comes Harry Vander, George Young, Angus Young, Malcolm Young, and Bon Scott. And they watched our set, and long story short, I think 3 weeks later, we were signed up to Albert's, which was the most exciting company in the whole country to be excited to. Maybe that and Mushroom were neck and neck, but those two companies were just incredible. And the artists that were there were Rose Tattoo, Ted Mulry Gang, John Paul Young, Harry and George with what they were doing, and AC/DC and the Angels. Not a bad stable.
No, absolutely not. And those years travelling around early on, what kind of impact do you think that had on the loyalty that you still see at an Angels gig today from the fans?
Yeah, I guess a lot. Because, you know, funnily enough, Adelaide was probably the last town to really come on board big time with the band. And I think the reason was that it was hard to get over to Adelaide because we were living in Sydney. And every time we came to Adelaide, we probably appeared to be a bit different. We were just evolving, but it might have looked to people like we would just say, oh, if that doesn't work, let's try this, you know, like, because it really struck us. I mean, there is a saying, you're never big in your hometown, but of course, that's all changed. When Adelaide got on board, it was like massive. You know, we have very loyal fans now, but not only the loyal fans, but sons of or daughters of. it's incredible, you know. Dave, you know, every time we do an Angels show, there's a lot of young people come.
What are our plans for Oztober? What things will we be doing around Australia to keep our end of the bargain up when it comes to Oztober?
Well, we're having the best year, Dave. You know, we re-recorded the Face to Face album 40 years from when we first recorded it. We've got a live album of it, and we've got a studio album, and it's been received extremely well. So in Oztober, we are going to be on the road doing the second leg of our Face to Face Recharge 40 years on, the longest title in history. But anyway, that's what we're going to be doing. We do 2 sets. We do the whole Face to Face album in entirety in the same sequence that we released it in, and then we have a 20-minute break, and then we come back and do some, you know, what people call Angels classics and a few rarities, and it's fantastic. We really enjoy it. You know, we've already done it the first half of the year. We're going to do it now in the second half. Should be great.
I have to say, we've been selling out shows all over the country. It's just been fantastic. Yeah. And no one kind of peps up until we go, was it sold out tonight? And yep, sold out tonight. You beauty, let's do it again. So it's just been fantastic. Yes, I got to thank JB for coming on the show today. It's as I said, it's just inspiring and a huge honour to be playing with the Angels. I know John doesn't like having his tyres pumped up like this, but
that's okay. Pump away. I can pump yours up too, mate. It's just great having you as our singer. We just love it. So
cheers, mate. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining us and for being part of the celebration. Something that I know you hold very dear to your heart too, and that's Australian rock music and the history of and the currency of where it's going. So thanks very much for joining us, JB.
It's a great pleasure, both you and Al. It's lovely to talk to you.
This is the Oztober Lunch with Gleeso.